Today's daf is Temura Daf Chav Zayin. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the end of the fifth parak of Masechtes Temura is going to discuss probably the most basic halacha of Temura, and that is how exactly does somebody make Temura. So we know what Temura is at this point. Somebody has a behemoth that's hektish, and he says that instead of this behemoth being hektish, I would rather another behemoth be hektish. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it. It says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisei. Toiv b'ra oira b'toiv. It's something that's awesome. Not only is it one lav, it's two lavin as well. Stating that, as we're going to see in the Mishnayos now, there are halachos in terms of what constitutes a temura and what does not constitute a temura. Not every time somebody says this in lieu of that would it necessarily be a temura. Additionally, we mentioned in the Akdama to the Masechta that although Temura is something that's Aser, there's something that's eerily similar to Temura that's not Aser. Something that we talk about all the time when we learn Seder Kachim, and that is Pidyon. The halacha is that you're allowed to sometimes be poida a behemoth that's hektish. A behemoth that's hektish, kachim is beach, that develops a mum kavua, the halacha is you can be poida. And if you're poida, the kedusha is going to transfer from the animal that's hektish onto this thing that you were poida with it. Now, as we know, when you're poida something that's hektish, the kedusha doesn't go completely off the behemoth that's hektish, but for the most part, it does. Being poida, kachi mizbech that has a mum, is not something that's aser. And if you think about it, it's very similar to temura. What are you doing? You're taking an animal that's hektish, and you're transferring the kedusha. Stating that, pidyon is only when the behema has a mum. So when a behema has a mum, there's a temura digeth concept that you're allowed to do. It's something that's mamish l'katchilo. Regardless, you have temura, which is a concept of iser. You have pidyon, which is something that you're allowed to do. Temura and pidyon are somewhat similar, and the Mishnah is going to begin comparing and contrasting this idea, temura and pidyon. Zok the Mishnah, harezu tachazu. If somebody has a behemoth that's hektish, and he has a behemoth of chulin, and he says that I want the behemoth of chulin to be tachas the behemoth of hektish, or he says tmuras, so I want the behemoth of chulin to be tmuras the behemoth that's hektish, or he says chalifazu, I want the behemoth that's chulin to be chalifas the behemoth that's hektish. The halacha is harezu tmura. That's a lashon of tmura, and tmura is going to be chal, so you're going to have the hektish of tmura. Additionally, you're going to be over the lavin of tmura. What happens if the person didn't say harezu tachazu, or tmurazu, or chalifazu? Rather, he said zu mechulela salzu. The lashon that he used was a lashon of chilo. The halach is enzu tmura. So tachas, tmuras, and chalifas is a lashon of tmura. Mechuleles is not a lashon of tmura. Now, says the Mishnah, although mechuleles is not a lashon of tmura, v'imhoye hektish ba'mum, let's say this behemoth that you had, had a mum, the behemoth of hektish, and you took a behemoth of chulin, and you said that you want the behemoth of chulin to be mechuleles alzu, there the halach is yoytze l'chulin. Because even though it's not a lashon of tmura, it is a lashon of pidyon. And if the behemoth has a mum, you could be poided, so mechuleles won't be a good lashon as it relates to Tmura, it would be a good lashon as it relates to Pidyon. The Tzarech Lasi's Domim, the Mishnah says that when someone's poida something, you have to make sure that it's shava for shava, it's dollar for dollar. You can't rip off Hekdesh. In fact, one of the sugis that we're going to learn now is the halacha of Oina as it relates to Hekdesh. So think more about that in the Gemara. Either way, you see from the Mishnah is that there's a right way to do Tmura and there's a wrong way to do Tmura. Now that's an oxymoron because Tmura is a loisase. So obviously the right way to do Tmura is the wrong way to do it. But the point is there's the Tmura that is considered Tmura, and then there's the Lashon, which is not considered Tmura. The Mishnah gave three examples of what would be considered Tmura, and one example of what would not be considered Tmura. Tachas, Tmuras, and Chalifas, a Lashonis of Tmura. Michuleles is not a Lashon of Tmura. Now, what's the difference between the two? What's the difference? I mean, they all seem to mean the same thing. You'd think they're all synonyms of each other. The difference is that the Torah says, with regards to Tmura, that even though you're not allowed to do it, if you do it, that when someone does Tmura, the original animal retains its Kedusha, and the behemah schulin becomes Kedusha as well. It's for that reason, the halacha is, that if the lashing that you're using suggests that the original animal is going to retain its kedusha, you're just adding kedusha. You're being moishich kedusha. You're being matfis kedusha from the original animal onto this behemoth chulin. If that's the mashmois, that's the pirish amilois of this lashon that you said, that's going to be a lashon of tumor, because that's the loch of tumor. The loch of tumor is vayu tumor asat yekaidish. So if the lashon suggests that that's what you're doing, that's considered a lashon of tumor. If the lashon suggests that you want to replace the kedusha from the behemoth that's hektish onto the behemoth of tchulin, there it's not going to work. Even if that was your... Why? Because that's not what Tmura does. Tmura doesn't replace. By Tmura, the Allah is, V'hayu Tmura, Siyah Kodesh. Tachas, Tmuras, and Khalifas, just Pirish Amilois. If you speak to someone that's good with grammar, what he's going to tell you is, it means that you're not replacing, but rather, you're just transferring. You're extending. You're being Matfis. You're being Moishach. And being that that's what Tmura is, that's considered a good lashon of tmura. But michulelis is the taich. I'm removing it from here and I'm putting it on to here. And being that that's not what tmura is, that's not going to work. Now, just to speak out one thing, because that's poshit, that if your kavana when you did tmura was to remove the kedusha from here and put it on to here, but you said the right lashon, you said harezu tachazu tmura zu chalifazu, you will be over the issa tmura. In fact, when the Gemara asked the kasha earlier in the Masechta, what do you need two lavin for? One of the terutzim the Gemara gave was, one is to tell me where your kavana was just to extend the Kedusha, and the other one was where your Kavanah was to replace the Kedusha. That's not what the Gemara is saying. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. We don't care what your Kavanah is. Your Kavanah could be to replace the Behemoth Akdish. Your Kavanah could just mean to extend the Kedusha from the Behemoth Akdish. Either way, you will be over the Issa Tmura. What matters is the Lashon. At the end of the day, Tmura doesn't just happen. You need to use a proper Lashon, proper in the Tmura sense, in order to create a tmura. The proper lashon has to be a lashon that suggests not what you were thinking, but what suggests what the emes of tmura is. I mean that the emes of tmura is vayuhu utmurasa yekaidish. So if the lashon suggests that, then it's going to be a tmura. If the lashon suggests that you're replacing it, I mean that that's not what tmura is. Alam the shemishna. So in that case, the halach is it won't be tmura. Either way, says the gemara, the meimer the tachas lishu did tfusi. Here, one thing you can certainly take away from the mishnah is that tachas is a lashon of atfusi, because we said the three lashonis that are considered lashonis of tmura are lashonis that suggest that the kedusha remains on the original animal. You're just extending it. You're being matfesed from the original animal onto this behemoth school. I'll ask you a kasha. Kachu bet gabayis. What happens if somebody has kachu bet gabayis? Now kachu bet gabayis is very different than kachu mizbeach. Kachu bet gabayis you could always be poida. Kachim is be'ach, if it has kedushas aguf, you could only be poide if it develops a mum. Kachim bet ha-kabayis has no tmura. Kachim bet ha-kabayis, you don't need a mum, even if it's a behema. Kachim bet ha-kabayis, you could always be poide. Says the braisa, omar chalifa zu tmura zu layom ha-klub. If a person uses the lashon of chalifa or tmura as it relates to kachim bet ha-kabayis, it's not a good lashon opinion. Tachazu or mechuleles azu, dvar of kayamim. Now what's pasha pshat, the difference between the resha and the seifa? In the Reisha, you use the Lashon of Tmura. You use the Lashon of Atfasa. The Lashon that suggests that you're not removing the Kedusha, you're just extending the Kedusha. That doesn't work for Bedek Abayis. Because by Bedek Abayis, if you appoint it, you're not extending the Kedusha. There's no such concept of extending the Kedusha by Bedek Abayis. What you're doing is you're removing it. You're being mechalal it. I mean that your intention is to be appointed, and you use the Lashon that suggests that you're not removing the Kedusha from the original Bedek Abayis. It's not a good Lashon. Tachas and Mechulelis, Varv Kayamim. Why? Because Tachas and Mechulelis, that seems to be Pashup Shana and the Braisa, would seem to suggest that you are removing the Kedusha. What's the bottom line? You see from here that Tachas means you're removing it. If the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is that the Reisha are Lashonos of Hatfasa and the Seifa are Lashonos of Chilol. So I understand the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The problem is the Mishnah said Tachas in the Reisha of the Mishnah. Tachas seemed to be a Lashon of Hatfasa. If Tachas is a Lashon of Hatfasa, then how do you understand the Braisa? I mean, if you have a Stira Lachura between the Reisha, between the Mishnah and between the Braisa. From the Mishnah, it's mashma that the word tachas suggests the kedusha is going to remain on the original animal. You're just extending the kedusha. That's why it's a good lashon for tmura. From the Braisa, it's mashma that no, tachas means you're replacing it. That's why it's a good lashon as it relates to Bedek Abayis. Amar Abayis, Abayis said, tachas mishkachas l'lisha de tfusi, the lishno datchuli, that tachas could be both. Tachas sometimes means this and sometimes means that. And Abaye proves it. Lishno datfusi, you find that it means a lishno datfusi dechsev, because the pasuk says ve'im tachteo tamid abaheres. It's talking about someone that had a baheres and he went to the kohen and the kohen told him to wait a week. He comes back after a week and he sees that the baheres remained in its place. Ve'im tachteo tamid abaheres. So you see from there that the word tachas tachteo, it's really not the same thing in that pasuk, but you see tachteo means it's still there. So you see, tachas can mean a lashon of atfasa. That when I want this to be tachas that, I'm not removing the kedusha from that. That thing is staying in that place. Dachuli, you also find it's a lashon of dachuli, dechsev. Yeshaya Novi in his nevuas of Nechama said, tachas anachoshes avizav. He told Klai Yisrael that all the destruction that the Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and the Babylonians, they're going to take away all the nechoshes. You should know all the nechoshes that they took, they're going to pay it back in gold. That nichamu bekeflayim. We're going to get back double. You'll see there's going to be a tashlumei kefil when it comes to the nechama. What do you see from there? Tachas there means to replace. Okay, so tachas could go both ways. Where there's a concept of tmura, lishan datfusiyu. We assume that it's a lashon of atfasa. There's a parsha of tmura. Tachas could mean it could mean that the kedusha is going to remain on the original animal, so therefore we assume that it's a lashon of tmura. But by kachav the gabayis, where there's no concept of tmura, there too we always assume that we're going to use the word in a way where it can work. So lishna da'achuli over there, it's going to be a lishna da'achuli. Amar Rava. Add it to what Abaye said, and he said, there's sometimes that if a person would say the word tachas and the concept of the kachem mizbeach, we would assume that he means to replace the kedusha. He means to remove the kedusha for the kachem mizbeach and put the kedusha onto the behema of hedyet. When is that? In the event that the hektish was balmum, there where it could be that the person's intention when he said tachas was to do a tmura, it could be his intention was to be poida. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and we're going to assume that he meant to be poida. And as a result, just like by kachem bedek abayis, tachas is a lashon of pidyon. Over here, even though it's kachem mizbech, being that it has a mum, it's going to mean pidyon. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi went and he said, "Afilu b'bal mum nami." Even by a behemoth bal mum, mishkachas alisha dachuli, mishkachas alisha datfusi. Meaning, Rava said, anytime you have a kachem mizbech that has a mum, you're always going to assume tachas is a lishna dachuli. Meaning, if a person uses the word tamura, say he used the word tamura, you can't help it. Even though the behemoth had a mum and he could have very easily done this the right way, he did it the wrong way. He decided to make it tamura. He made it tamura. But if you have a word like tachas, where could be he means tmura, could be he means to be poided, we're going to for sure assume that he means to be poided. Rav Ashi said it's not always that case. It depends. What does it depend on? Yodai akoidesh chayil havi. Where was the person's hand, literally? What was he holding? Which one of these two animals was he holding on to when he said this lashon zu tachasu? If he was holding the animal that's koidesh, then we're going to assume chayil havi. His intention was to do something or to remove something from the behemoth that's koidesh. That's where he wants ikur chalos to take place. So if he's holding the koidesh, he means to not just be matfis from that animal, just to extend the kedusha from that animal. He wants to do more. He wants to actually remove the kedusha from that animal. Yodei achoil, if he was holding the animal that was choil, kodesh avi, then we assume that he's not removing the kedusha from the behemoth's kodesh. All he's doing is being moishach the kedusha onto the behemoth that is chulin, and if that's the case, his kavana is going to be tmura. So just to exhale for a moment, so we see from here that sometimes when a person says, I want the kedusha to swap from this animal to that animal, it can be tmura, and sometimes when a person says that, it could be pidyon. Tmura is a big problem. Soifeg es arbon. Pidyon is something that you're allowed to do. It's something that's okay. Sometimes the din is to do it. Raya, you stive. That's lekatchila sometimes. But the point is, sometimes it's tamura and sometimes it's paida. What does it depend on? So at first glance, if the behema was a behema tmima, then obviously you can never be paida. So that can never be what it is. The only time it's even a geya to assume that maybe what he's doing is being paida, is if the behemoth has a mum. Now that the behemoth has a mum, so it could be he's being paida, it could be he's doing tamura. So if he would use a lashon of tamura, then it doesn't sound like we have much of a choice. Unfortunately, he could have been paid it, but he should have asked the shayla. The bottom line is he did tamura. Tamura is going to be a problem. Where it gets interesting is where he used a lashon that could be pidyon, it could be tmura. If it was lashon tmura, it's a problem. If it was lashon pidyon, then it's beseder. What if he used the lashon? That could go both ways. And we found the lashon tachas. There's a pasuk of tachas in vim tachteh tamid habaheres, which is more of a tmura digal lashon in our context. You have Yeshaya Novi's nechama of tachas anechoshes of Yizahav, which is more of a pidyon digal lashon, where he said tachas. How do you look at it? So Rava said to me, it's very simple. To me, for sure, it's going to be a lishna da'achuli. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Rav Ashi said it depends. Which animal will you hold?
holding? Was your hand on the behemoth of Kodesh? Then we're going to assume you meant to be Paida. Was your hand on the behemoth of Chulin? Then we're going to assume that you meant to do Tmura. On that note, Abaya said like this, what happens if somebody had two animals of Hekdesh in front of him? They both had a mum. So he had four animals in front of him. Two a Hekdesh, two a Chulin. The ones that were Hekdesh both had a mum. The ones that were chulin were both tmimois. But Amari said, "Hare elu tachas." That's the magic word, elu. So this is really like the case of the Mishnah of zu tachazu. He just said elu tachas elu. What's the difference? Zu or ze would be if you had one animal. Elu is if you had two animals. In fact, Rashi says that really Abaya didn't have to make the case where it was two against two. He could have had the same exact shiloh where it was one against one. But as we'll see in the Hemshech, by the time we're done with all these shilohs, we're going to have four against four. So we're starting two against two. We're going to work our way up to four. But regardless, for now, you had two animals of Hekdesh, two animals of Chulin. The ones that were Hekdesh had a mum. The ones that were Chulin didn't have a mum. What's the significance of the fact that the ones that are Hekdesh have a mum? So when you're going to now say this word tachas, you can really interpret it in two ways. There's two mashmois that make sense. Number one, maybe it means to be paided. If the animal has a mum, you could be paided. Or maybe it means to do tmura. What did he say? He said the word tachas. So we had Rava. Rava said for sure he means pidyon. Tachas for sure he means pidyon. Ravashi said, where's his hand? Is he holding this animal or is he holding that animal? But Abaya had a shayla. Abaya said, "Mi amar latfuse v'laki." Do we assume that what he means to do is hatfasa, which in our sugya means tmura? He means, therefore, to be over loisa say he's going to get malchus. So what Rava took for granted and what Ravashi took for granted, Abaya seemed to be unsure of. Said Abaya, I'll ask you another shayla. If you're going to tell me that it's pashit, what do you mean? If there's a tzad that a person is doing something mutter, why would we assume that what he's doing is awesome, right? Rava Svara. But what would be, said Abaya, what would be if a person had two animals of Kodesh, only one had a mum, the other one was a tmima, and the other two that were chulin was also one was a tmima, one was a mum. So what's the difference between the two shayles? Again, it's four behemoths, two Hekdesh, two chulin. In the first case, the two of Hekdesh had a mum, the two of chulin were tmimois. In this, one of Hekdesh is a tam and one is a balmum. One of Chulin is a tam and one is a balmum. V'amar, he said, "Hare elu tachas elu." Ma'u, what's the shayla? Now, in here, the halacha is like this. Being that one of the animals of Hekdesh was a tamima, it's pashit that when he said tachas, in that case, being that tachas, it's a mafurisha mishnah, our mishnah, is a lashon of tamura, for sure. It for sure could be a lashon of tamura. He's zicha being over there, so tamura. He's being over tamura on that one animal. The question is, do we have to assume that he's being over the Issa Tmura on both animals? Or maybe only on one animal? What does it depend on? It depends on which one is he doing Tmura for what. And it's based on a Hanacha. We know Tmura works Toiv Vera Irabitoi, which means it doesn't matter if the animal's a Tomim or if the animal's a Balmum. But at the same time, Rashi says, Ayin Toitzvus, but Rashi says that Toiv Vera Irabitoi means one of them has to be Toiv. Either Toiv Vera Irabitoi. One of them, at the very least, has to be a tamim. They both can't have a mum. What happens if they both have a mum? There the halacha is, you're not going to have tmura. So the shayla over here is, if we assume that the hektish matches up against the hektish, and the balmum matches up against the balmum, then this person's only going to be over one iser tmura. So we'll give him 40 malchus. But that's it. If, however, he matched up the hektish with the mum, and the mum with the hektish, so it's toiv v'ra, right, but toiv, in that case, it's possible for him to get tmura times two, which means four lavin, which means 80 malchus, right? So it's the question is, should we somehow give him the benefit of the doubt that he knows the halachas of tmura, doesn't care, clearly, he's being over this at tmura, but at the same time, let's mitigate the damage. So let's assume he matched up the tamim to the tamim and the mum to the mum to mum, oh, that's rabara, the Torah says rabatoiv tabara, so for that you're not going to get malchus, so he'll only get one malchus, or maybe not. Now what's the shayla? Didn't we just say you give a person the benefit of the doubt? Yeah, that's when there's a tzad that you're not being over an iser. But being that it'll be here, you're being over an iser, for sure, because one of the behemoths of Hekdesh is a tamima, and for that, there is no pidyon. So for that, for sure, he's being over the iser tamura. So the question is, me, I'm a tamima, tachas, tamima, latfuse, balas mum, tachas, balas mum, lachule, oi dom a tamima, the chulun, tachas, balas mum, the Hekdesh, balas mum, the chulun, tachas, tamima, the Hekdesh, vitravayu laki. Being that for sure, the person's being over one iser, so maybe at this point, why should we give him the benefit of the doubt? And let's assume that he's really being good. Now says the Gemara, but you continue. He says that if you're going to tell me that it's poshet, that there's no reason to give the person two malkos, because just because he did an avera doesn't mean he's doing two averas. What about this case? So the cases are getting a little bit more complicated, but really it's the principle is exactly the same. It's not more, it just looks more complicated, but it's not. What happens if a person had three animals of hekdesh and three animals of chulin? The three animals of hekdesh, two of them were tamimim, one of them was a balmon. As it relates to the three animals of chulin, they were all tamimois. V'amar, he said, hare elu tachas elu. Now, in this case, being that two of the animals of Hekdesh had a were tmimos, he for sure is over tmura times two. The question is he over tmura times two, or is he over tmura times three? That's the shaila. Mi amrinon, do we say midat tmimos tachas tmimos lat fusi tmima nami tachas balmum lat fusi oidom hakanami kolech diga terlo yavadi sura vahi bas raisi lachuliava? Maybe over here, where the person for sure was over two isurim, so if he's over two isurim, maybe over there it's going to be more chamer. Meaning, we give a person the benefit of the doubt, we don't assume he's being over an avera. And even if we know for sure he's being over one avera, we don't assume that he's being over two averas, because one avera and two averas is a big difference between 40 malkas and 80 malkas, I can imagine. So the point is, it's not the same. But over here, where the person for sure did two averas, so maybe if he sure did two, so we assume the third one was also an avera. And even though the third one was balmum, and you could have, would have, should have been paid it, but it doesn't sound like it. One loshen, areelu tachaselu, and for two of them, tachas means tmura, so we're going to go ahead and be mechalik the one loshen tachas, and we're going to assume that as it relates to them, means pidyon, or maybe not. Maybe even over here, it's going to be the same, because at the end of the day, just because the person did two averes, who said he did three averes? But boy, Rav Ashi had another shay, hoylof, one of arba behemah shal kodesh. What happens if a person had four behemahs of kodesh, v'achas mehem balas mom, and one of them was balmom, v'arba behemah shal chulin, and he had four of chulin, and he said, "Hare elu tachas elu ma'u hachavada." Here, the person, being that he had four behemoths and three of them were tamimos, so for sure he was over tmura times three. If he's over tmura times three, you did an avera three times. Even this chazik gavra b'yisuri. Now already the gavra is a balavera. Lucky arba malchus. So for sure, there's no reason to give him the benefit of the doubt on the fourth one. And at this point, he's going to get malchus not times three, times four. Because we're going to assume that tachas is a lashon of tmura. Or maybe not. Maybe you do give the person the benefit of that as it relates to the fourth one. And being that the fourth behemoth of kodesh is a balmum, and it could be he meant to be paid, we're going to give him the benefit of that. We're going to assume he didn't mean to be paid. Says the Gemara. Heiko, Tishbi, Yataritz, Kushis, V'abayas. Just before we go weiter, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so we have a Gemara, this last Gemara that we learned, that says that even though there is a svara of Loishavik Inishatera, Va'avir Isura, but at the same time, the Gemara had a shayla that once a person does an Avera three times, and now he does something that's questionable, where we can give him the benefit of the doubt, or we could be dan lekaf choiva. It sounds like at that point the halacha is that it's not so clear. That umdana of leshavik inishatera va'abri sura is not necessarily going to be applicable. The Gemara asked the shayla in a rather intricate context where a person had eight animals in front of them, four were hektish, four were chulin. Of the four that were hektish, three were tmimois, and one of them had a balmum. He was for sure over the issa tmura on the three that were tmimois. The one that was a balmum, he said tachas, which is a lashon that can go two ways. It could mean a lashon tmura, it could be a lashon pidyon. If it means tmura, he was over a fourth lav. If it means pidyon, he wasn't over a fourth lav. Do we give him the benefit of the doubt or not? The tzad, yeah, is leshavik inishatera v'avri sura. But then again, three times, it's chazik gavra, says the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Teiko. Now this idea of a person's status changing once a person was over an Avera a few times is really a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. And I got it, the Gemara. The context is, Machshava Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa L'maisa. Machshava Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa L'maisa. And the Gemara over there asks Akasha from a Mefurish Apostle. It says, Hineni Mevi El Ha'am Azeh Ra, pre-machshavoisam. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Perek Vav. And the Gemara says, Yirmiyo seemed to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to punish the Yidden, and I'm going to punish them not only for what they did, but pre-machshavoisam. Sfek the Gemara.
How does it stim? How does it reconcile with the principle of machshav ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf alamaisa? And the Gemara gives several terutzim. Ula amar, Ula's teres is kidrafuna. The teres is very simple. It's based on something Rafuna said. Amar Rafuna, kivin sha'avar adam aveira v'shanaba. Once a person does an aveira, and then he does it, sim tzveitin mol, hutraloi. Hutraloi sol kadaitach, ela nasis like a heter. When a person does an aveira more than one time, it's nasis like a heter. And being that it's nasis like a heter, at this point, if you have a machshava to do it again, sim dritin mol, at that point, we're not going to give you any more the benefit of the doubt. And even if it's a machshava only to do the aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point is going to be Mitzarif HaLamaisa. So that even though ordinarily Machshav Arein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif HaLamaisa, but once a person does an Aveira twice, at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif HaLamaisa. Achroinim Dechita, speak out that what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? Pshat is the reason Machshav Arein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif HaLamaisa is because person has a Chazaka. His Chazaka is that just because he had a Machshav to do an Aveira doesn't mean I'm going to do it. But once you did it already twice, now you lose your Chazaka. I mean that you lose your Chazaka, Machshav Arein at that point. You don't have it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarif HaLamaisa. Now in that Gemara, it's Kimen Sha'avar Adam Avera Vishanaba. In our Gemara, how many animals were there? There were four animals, three of them were Tmimais. So in that Gemara, it sounds like you do it twice, already you lose your Chazaka. In our Gemara, it sounds like three times. Maybe it's totally in the Machlokes, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. We know Rebbe holds Chazaka is Betray. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Chazaka is Betlas. But either way, this concept for sure, that once a person does an Avera two times, according to Rabbi Bechaira, or three times, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he becomes Becheskas that he's a Balavera. Lamai Nafkamina, my head's not above a comma now, but Lamai Nafkamina, two Nafkaminas. We have an Ar Sugya where there's a questionable act. You're not going to maybe say Lo Shavu Ketei Bavik. The Gemara applies with a Teiku, and in the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, you're going to have the halacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitzarif even the machshava ra lemaisa. Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Sefer Shari Tshuva, right in the beginning. This is in Shari Rishon. It's Ois Hey. So Rabbeinu Yoina is talking about why a person has to get his act together and do tshuva as quickly as he possibly can. He says, meaning people often, you know, nobody thinks that they're never going to do tshuva. Everyone knows that, you know, tshuva is a responsibility that's looming, and at some point they're going to have to deal with it, but, you know, we kick the can down the road, and we'll eventually, at some point, we're going to do tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yoina, right in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, addresses that person, which essentially means he addresses everybody. And he says that, listen, I understand you know what tshuva is, and it's important, and it's on the bucket list. But it's something you want to do sooner than later. And he gives you reasons why it's not something you want to push off. The hashenis. He says the second reason is ki hashena bechetoi tshuvasei kasha. Because the more you do an avera, meaning the more you delay tshuva, the tshuva is just going to get harder and harder. Ki nasoei achet keheter. Because the chet becomes keheter. Ubaze kovda ma'od chatasei. And then he quotes this Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem. Ki even sha'av v'adam aver v'shonabo nasus like keheter. V'amruk razal al ish sha'av v'aver v'shonabo. Ki kam ve'elachim yachshiv lasis aver v'nenes v'yasa. Machshavte erab mitztarefes l'maisa. V'olav nemer yirmiyo perek vav. Hine enoichi mevi ra'al o'am azav pri machshavosav. So you see that the more a person does an aver, the more it becomes a part of him. He becomes a person that's becheskas to do the avera. His machshava ra kadosh baruch hu's mitzar for lemaisa. That's big. So it says Rabbeinu Yoina, you don't want to push it off. Because it's not the pshat, it's I could do the tshuva today, I could do the tshuva tomorrow. The tshuva tomorrow is going to be much harder. Because as it's nasis like a heter, it becomes more a part of who you are, it becomes a lot more challenging. And then he says something very nice. He says that the pasuk says, also in Yirmiyahu, Paragimel, Hine dibart vatasi harois vatuchas. Yirmiyahu, of course, said nevuah to the Yidden, circa churban bayis rishon. So he says, Hine dibart vatasi harois vatuchal. Klai yisro did averois vatasi harois vatuchal. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, bir vatuchal. What does it mean, vatuchal? Ki harois nasis loich keheter, ukedover shehu bicholtech ubershusaych. Vatuchal means it became something that you could do. You felt like you could do it. Miloshein, says Rabbeinu Yoina, loisucha lechol v'sharecha. She targumai les lecha rishu. What's he referring to? He's referring to a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. The pasuk over there is talking about the idea that kachem has to be eaten in certain machanois, certain mechitzos. Kachem gedashim has to be eaten lifnim and aklam. Even kachem kalam has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the pasuk over there says, loisucha lechol v'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat certain kachem v'sharecha. It has to be
be eaten in Yerushalayim. But the Lashon HaPasuk is Leisucha. And Rashi in Chumash famously brings, Rabbi Shua Makar Chaim, Leisucha, Kensnish, really? Right, you could. I mean, you could do it. Not going to be hit by lightning. It's something that you can do. Says Rabbi Shua Makar Chaim, Yachalata, you could, Aval Inuch Rashai. But you're not allowed to. But the Torah used the Lashon of Leisucha. Says Rabbi Niyoyna, Leisucha means that you're not allowed to. But there's a connotation of you can't do it. It's something that maybe you'll be nichshol, and people are nichshol ba'averas. But at the same time, an avera is something that the person understands on a conscious and on a subconscious level. I'm not allowed to do this. I can't say that. I can't eat this. It's not something I can do. I'd rather could. But there's a feeling, there's a heritage of Leisucha Lacha B'Sharecha. Yirmiyo HaNavi's Toichacha was, Hinei Dibart V'Atasi HaRois V'Atucha. That Yidden got to a point where they felt like, I can do it, it's a big deal. I can't do the Avera. It went from a place of Leisucha Lacha B'Sharecha, which is what the heritage is supposed to be, to a place of Zekovda, Hinei Dibart V'Atasi HaRois V'Atucha. I think it's very deep. But the point is that a Yid's heritage to an Avera is supposed to be Leisucha Lacha B'Sharecha. It's with a shtickle tire. But the feeling is supposed to be like Sucha Lachal B'Sharecha. And Klal Yisrael came to a point of Atasi Arois Vatucha. But when was it Atasi Arois? When does that happen? It's Hashoyne B'Cheta. It's when a person does the Avera again and again and again, he loses his Chazal. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is, so the Mishnah said that if a person says, Harezu Tachazu Tmurazu Chalifazu, that's a Lashon of Tmura. If he says, Zum Mechulela Sazu, that's not going to be a Lashon of Tmura. What's the difference? Tmura is Vayu'u, Tmurasi Yir Kodesh. So the Lashon has to suggest that I'm not replacing, I'm just extending. I'm being Matfis. Tmura is a Lashon of extending. Khalifa is a Lashon of extending. As opposed to Mechuleles, that's a Lashon of replacing. So just one Ha'ara, and we'll go weiter. We say Kaparis, Erev Yom Kippur. What's the Lashon of Kaparis? Zechalifasi, Mamish sounds like our Mishnah. Zechalifasi, right? I was thinking about bringing a rooster this morning. Zechalifasi, Zetmurasi, Zekaparasi, Zehatarnagol, Yelech Lamisa, Vani, Konis, Ve'elech, Chaim Toivim, Arugam Ulushalim. So, what is when you shlok kaparis? Minig Hagura. When you shlok kaparis, Zehatarnagol, Yelech Lamisa. You're not saying that I want to take my Averis and I want to extend it. I want to be matfis it onto this tarnagol. No, what you're saying is, I want to replace it. Ich bin aber Avera, I'm Molei Chatoim. So I want to take my Averis and instead, Ani Yelech L'chaim Toivim Aruchav U'Lashalim. You get the shens to brach in the world. And Zeh Tarnagol, Yelech L'Misa. Let the Tarnagol go L'Misa. Right, that's what you're doing. You're replacing it. Ein L'cha Pidyon G'day L'Mizu. And what's the Lashon? Zechalifasi, Zetmurasi, Zekaparasi. It's the Lashon of the Mishnah that's not Pidyon. It's the Lashon of the Mishnah that's only Tmura. A little food for thought. Shtikalara. Either way, on that note, Zok, Digimara, Vaiter, Im Hoysa Hektish. Yatsalukum. So the Mishnah went from Tmura, we said over Halacha. Regarding Pidyon, what's Halacha Pidyon? That if you have a behemoth, even Kachim Mizbech, that has a mum, at that point it has a din of Psuli HaMikdashim, and if you want to be Poydit, it's something that you have a right to do, you're allowed to be Poydit. But the Mishnah says that if you're going to be Poydit, make sure you hire an accountant, and he sits down and he does the math for you. V'tzorich laso izdomen, meaning you have to assess the animal that's hektish. You have to assess your animal of chulin, and you have to make sure that the two numbers add up. Says the Gemara, "Im ha'isa hektish ba'mum yatzalukum." Amr Rabbi Yechon said, "Yatzalukum v'atayr." The concept of being paid the hektish, that's a deraisa digedin. That's poshit midday raisa. You can be paid the hektish, but v'tzarech lasis domi midivreim. But the second part that you have to make sure that it adds up dollar for dollar. That's only a dinder rabbanim rish. Okish shomer rish. Okish says avtzarech lasis domi dvar toira. Then on midday raisa you have a chiyuv to make sure that hektish doesn't lose that. You have to make sure that it's dollar for dollar. It sounds almost like according to Rabbi Yochanan, midday raisa you can rip hektish off, so to speak. Rish Lakish says no. What are we talking about? Now, really, before this next Gemara, so we just have to chazer the basic halacha of Aina. What's Aina? Two people are doing business, and the buyer has absolutely no idea how much this thing that he's about to buy
is worth, and he trusts the seller. I mean, it goes both ways. But let's take this case where he's coming on to the seller. And the seller, so the Torah says, you have to be very careful. It says twice, the Isser, I know, we'll see more about that later. But the Torah says, Atoinu Wishes Achiv, Vlaisonu Wishes Hamisai. You have to make sure that you don't fool the person. I know, it means you're not going to fool him. So you have to be very careful not to cause him tsar and not to fool this person. I know, Mitan Aleph, right? So you have to make sure that you act honestly with him. What happens if you overcharge him? So you're the seller, you overcharge him. And he finds out later, and now he comes to you. So what's the halach? It depends. If it was up to a sixth, we assume that the person's meichel. It's up to a sixth, no worries. You're not getting your money back. You can't unwind the transaction. You can't say it was a mechatoiz, I didn't realize. No, up to a sixth. The implication is that there's mechila. If it was a sixth, the halach is the mechachs kaim. But at the same time, the meicher has to give back that six, that difference that he overcharged. If it's more than a six, then the buyer can come and he can say, Mekachtais, you know, just give me my money back and let's call it a day. So really, it depends on if it was up to a six, it was exactly a six, or if it was more than a six. On that note, it says, when we're talking about being not erlich with hektish, where Rabbi Yochanan says it's only midrabbanon that tzarich lasa is damim. Rish Lakish says, no, it's in the rice. Inem oina. Are we talking about oina? Which oina, where it was exactly a six. So in this Gemara, the word oina means where the oina was exactly 1/6. Could it be that Rish Lakish shows that halach of oina, that if somebody would rip off hektish, so to speak, 1/6, he would have a chiv to give the money back. But now we learn to the Mishnah, ilu v'am she'en l'mayna, ha'avadim, v'ashtarois, v'ha'karkois, v'ha'hektishos. And it's referring to that 1/6. Elo, Rish Lakish can't go connect to the Mishnah, right? So it must be a bit omekach. Maybe it's referring to a bit omekach. Maybe we're talking not where it was a six. Where it was a six, we know there's no halacha. He meant where it was more than a six. Over there, the halacha is that Rabbi Yochanan says, Tzarech lase is dom in midivreim, and Rish Lakish says that no, that you have to do it midirais. But the Gemara upon name Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech lase is dom in midivreim. Could it be Rabbi Yochanan knows that even more than a six, it's only midrabbanan? Meaning we know for, as we'll see, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that if it's more than a six, the Bekach is bottled, even midirais. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah said regarding Karka of Chulav, meaning even though Karka has a special place in Halacha when it comes to Ina, Ina and all the Karkais, but Rabbi Yirmiyah said, as it relates to Karka, even of Chulav, Rabbi Yochanan and Amarkdeches, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan said, as it relates to Hektish, which also, as we saw in the Mishnah that we just read, has a special place in Halacha when it comes to Ina, Travai, which made Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, they both said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Ina, Ein Lohem, Bito Mekachesh Lohem, so Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yochanan both heard from Rabbi Yochanan. A halacha regarding oina. Rabbi Yirmiyah's halacha that he heard was negeya karka. Rabbi Yoina's halacha was negeya hekdesh. They both heard the halacha that oina ain lohem, bitul mekach yesh lohem. The point is, Rabbi Yoina heard that Rabbi Yochanan said that this bitul mekach by hekdesh. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yochanan holds that this bitul mekach by hekdesh. And the assumption is that it's midday rice, says the Gemara, la'oilam a bitul mekach. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was negeya bitul mekach. Aye, it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says bitul mekach by hekdesh is only midrabanon. Right, Tzarech Lasley Domin is midivrayim. And here, Rabbi Yoina heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, bitul mekach yesh la midday rice. So the epoch. You have to switch what Rabbi Yochanan said, what Rish Lakish said. Really, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said it's Midei Raisa, and it's not a steer in Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasi. It actually works out very nicely. But the Gemara says, Imi Matzis Amrit Epach, could you switch the Gersa? Hanicha, Lamanda, Amarek Deishas, Cholshkanaka, especially according to Rabbi Yochanan, who heard that according to Rabbi Yochanan, by Hektish, this bit of Mekach, if you switch Rabbi Yochanan, the two Rabbi Yochanans are Lishitasi. But Ella Lamanda Amar Akarkois. I would like to say Lemetach, but according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Bitul Mekach Yeshlem not by Hektish. You heard it by Karka, and the assumption is only by Karka, but not by Hektish. That Karka is more chomer than Hektish. So he heard it Lehedyon not by Hektish, which means Rabbi Yochanan Shita is by Hektish, that there's no Bitul Mekach Midei Raisa. So Eichi Epoch Laha, that if you're going to switch Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to end up with a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara had a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan that the two Rabbi Yochanans don't shtim. So the Gemara flipped Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says, that's all good. You're flipping of Rabbi Yochanan Shita to make Rabbi Yochanan work. But the problem is, what you're helping me with Rabbi Yochanan, you can end up hurting with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because now you can end up with a stira in Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amalucha Rabbi Yirmiyah, my taipach. Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to switch it. Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to not switch it.
another derivative machlokes, right? So a nafgamina between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yoina's machlokes, travayu which made the Rabbi Yochanan regarding ayna elam bittul mechach yeshlam, is this machlokes that we have b'negei our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says when it comes to hektish sarach lasis leidamim, where one man da amar, either Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish said sarach lasis damim is midrabanan, the other one said it's svartayra. Who said what? It's really totally in this machlokes Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yoina. Says the Gemara as it relates to this shayla between Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Aliba de Rabbi Yechanan. Whether or not there's bittul mekach when it comes to hektish or not. So again, somebody's being paid to hektish and he is going to take advantage of hektish more than a shtos. So that shaila is, do you say bittul mekach or do you not say bittul mekach? We know hektish is different when it comes to einah, because einah einah avodim, v'shtaris, v'karkois, v'hektishis. What about bittul mekach? So Rabbi Yoina heard, b'shmed Rabbi Yechanan, bittul mekach yesh lahem. Rabbi Yirmiyah heard not. Says the Gemara, "L'chur this shaylo lemi b'de Shmuel kamiflik. Should this be tali and Shmuel shaylo? Damas Shmuel Shmuel's hektish. Shavu manush chilah shavu pruta. Mechul. We've seen Shmuel shita many times already. That if somebody has hektish, which is worth a mana, that's a lot of money, and he was mechalit for shavu pruta, which is very little money, it's mechul. Not sounds like. What do you mean? Why is it mechul? What happened to Ina? This is Ina yasim mishdos. So l'chayru the Rabbi Yirmiyah last night the Shmuel." Shouldn't Rabbi Yoina not be like Shmuel? Rabbi Yoina said bittul mekach yesh lehem by hektish. For Rabbi Yirmiyah is like the Shmuel. Only Rabbi Yirmiyah who said that bittul mekach yesh lehem by karka, but not by hektish. Shouldn't this be tali in that machleik? Gemara says like bein demar is like Shmuel. Everybody holds like Shmuel. There's no reason to make Shmuel's halacha machleikus. The Rabbi Yoina says Rabbi Yoina holds kiyam Shmuel the eved. Aval katchilo loyom. Rabbi Yirmiyah says afilu katchilo. Meaning Shmuel just maybe meant his halacha only by the eved. But the eved he said it works, and maybe everybody agrees that by the eved it works. When Rabbi Yoina said bittul mekach yesh lehem, he meant on the katchilo level, but it could be the evidence. If you do it at the end of the day, it's going to be done, says the Gemara. Going back to the original Shailon Rabbi Yochanan, we're trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan said that when it said in the Mishnah, Tzorech Lasis Domin, it was only Midavre. Reish Lakish said, Tzorech Lasis Domin Dvar Torah. We're trying to figure out what exactly Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, meaning what was he referring to when he said Midavre? So, till now, the Gemara thought that he was referring to bittul mekach. That bittul mekach is only midavreim. The problem is, there's another Rabbi Yochanan, a machlokes Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yoina, and in the course of trying to be miyashiv that other Rabbi Yochanan, we were forced to start switching around names and brises, which, kamuvin, is always a last resort. When we start changing girses and we start saying epoch, uchsure mechsures, that means we're stuck. So says the Gemara, loylam, I'll tell you, loytepech, the kakash chamas nisen, elu dvar mekdesha, is going back to the original machlekes. You know what we're talking about, Rav Chizda, Dam Rav Chizda, einam ayna, einam betoyres ayna, tafilo betpachais mekdei ayna, chayzer. Meaning, when the machlekes of Eichar Reish Lakish was discussing when it was a six, it was an equal six. That was where the case was negeya. Tzarech lasis damim midivreyem, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Reish Lakish, tzarech lasis damim dvar Torah. Meaning that's six. You have to give it back to Hektish or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanan, according to Reish Lakish, they rise. What was the kasha with that teretz? The kasha was with Semaphorish Mishnah. Eil dvar mishain lamayna, ha'avodim vashtaris vakakrois vakakdeshis. And we assume that it's referring to the six. And it's Semaphorish Mishnah that there's no ayna of a six when it comes to Hektish. So, Gemara, that's not what the Mishnah is referring to. Reish Lakish could tell you that Mishnah that says Ein Lehem Ayna means Ein Beteres Ayna. Ein Beteres Ayna, not referring to a six, not referring to more than a six, but the third category, where it's less than a six. That even when it's less than a six, when it comes to Hektish, we're more Nachman. That's what Ein Lehem Ayna means. So, as it relates to a sixth, Avada, you have to be Chayzer. Even Midei Raisa, according to Reish Lakish. And that's Reish Lakish's halacha of Tzarech Lasis Loi Damim. Either way, Zokhtim Arvayt, Oma Ulo, Loi Amru. So we're discussing a person that was paid to Hektish, and he's taking maybe advantage of Hektish. What happens if someone's paid to Hektish and he hired people? So he hires this independent company to come in and to do an assessment of his animal, to tell him how much the animal's worth, and the other animal that he's being paid to, how much that one's worth. And it turns out that Hektish ended up losing out. So, like, what's the halacha? L'maisa, I hired an outside party to do it on my behalf. There was no negias. So maybe it's okay. Says the Gemara. Lo yamru ela b'shamui b'tre. Ava b'shamui b'tlasa. If somebody hired someone and it was a group of two, and they assessed how much this behemoth is worth, and then we found out afterwards that Hektish ended up losing out. That's where this halach is negeh. You're going to have to make Hektish up. But let's say you hired three people.
then the halach is afakav to asi b'mei loy hada. Even if 100 people come and they contradict what the 3 said, at that point, I don't care. I trusted someone. I hired a group. You're not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev now to start taking 100 votes on how much this animal is really worth. I did my best. When is there a halach of trei kameya? That's only with regards to edus. So in hilchas edus is a halach of trei kameya, right? 100 edim are not better than 2 edim. But le'inyan umdana, when it comes to an umdana, when it comes to not hilchas edus, where we're trying to understand, not based on the gzeres hakasav of edus, but you know what something is or how much something's worth. Like in our context, you basa deis is lina. You always go basa rav deis. So as it relates to the umdana, how much this animal is worth? Why should the halacha be plus kemeya? That 3 is like 100. The 100 say one way and 3 say the other way. The Suda Gemara says klasul lina basa hektish. Yad hektish. What happened to yad hektish al yoyna? I mean, this is kachim 101. Hektish always wins. Very hard to get the better end of the deal with hektish. Hektish always wins. So the question is, all of a sudden here we have halacha that if 3 would say the animal's worth $100 and another 3 say the animal's worth $150, somehow hektish is going to lose out. It seems very inconsistent with everything that we know. So the Gemara says you have to say kasavar ula who said this memra tzarech lasas don medivreyan v'chol derabanan akilu derabanan, that this is all, this whole halacha of tzarech lasas loy is only within the rabanan, being that we're dealing with the derabanan the galacha akilu beirabanan, meaning it's telling the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish whether it's a din derayis, it's a din derabanan. So ula held it's derabanan like Rabbi Yechon, I mean that he held it's derabanan, so he felt for that reason over here we could be mekel. Just one more ha'ara before we finish the perek, and that is, so you see over here that hektish is different. That hektish has a special place in halacha. Hektish has a special place in halacha when it comes to the halachas of oyna. What's the makar to this idea that hektish has a special place in halacha? So Rashi says it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk that mentions the halacha of oyna. It says v'loisoynu. It says al toynu ish es achiv. Achiv means achiv, as opposed to hektish. Hektish is not going to be considered achiv. It's interesting that l'chura, from the fact that the Torah uses the word achiv, there's another important halacha that we can learn. We know it says the word ha'inah twice in the pasuk ha'inah twice in the Torah. It says this pasuk we just mentioned al toinu ish es achiv, and then 3 psukim later. So this is perik chafei pasuk yudalit. Pasuk yudzayin it says v'loisoinu ish es hamisay. So it says al toinu ish es achiv, and it says v'loisoinu ish es hamisay. The obvious question is why would the Torah need to tell me the same halacha twice? Literally within a matter of psukim, sounds like tamura, right? So why would the Torah have to tell me the same halacha twice, literally in a matter of psukim? The Gemara asks the kasha. The Gemara says, like kasha, one is talking about oynas mamain, and the other one is talking about oynas devarim. So when it says in the Torah, al toinu ish es achiv, it's referring to oynas mamain. When it says it's in Tzveitimo, for loysoinu ish es hamisai, over there it's referring not to oynas mamain, but it's referring to oynas dvarim. The Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes Aman Aleph says, "Amar Reb Chinun Abreider Reb Idi, Ma'i Dichsiv V'Loisoynu Ishes Amisai." What's this lashon Amisai? Says the Gemara, Amisai means Am She'itcha B'Toyru Uve Mitzvos Al Toineo. Someone that's part of your nation, he's a member of your folk. He's itcha b'toyru b'mitzvahs. It's that person where it says in the Torah, v'loisoinu ishes hamisai. But if someone's not itcha b'toyru b'mitzvahs, there's no iser of oyna. Now that pasuk is referring to oyna's dvarim. And the simple reading of the Gemara would seem to suggest a tremendous chiddush, that even though there's an iser of oyna's dvarim, and the Gemara says, kashem ashenemah b'oyna's dvarim, yoisem imashenemah b'oyna's dvarim, oyna's dvarim, to chep a person with dvarim is worse than taking away his money. It's more chomer. But there's a very important caveat. It says, Am she'itcha b'toyru v'mitzvois al toineo. Now, is that true, the halacha? The answer is yeah. It's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, after the Mechaber brings the halacha in Simin, Reish Chof Ches, that there's an Isra V'ayna's Dvarim. I don't have the Ramah in front of me. But the Ramah says in Simin, Reish Chof Ches, Siv Katan Aleph, that's only Yesh Oimrim, that's only if the person that you're being Ma'ana is a Yorei Hashem. But if the person's not a Yorei Hashem, no worries. There's no Isra V'ayna's Dvarim. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. In Chesha Mishpat Simin, Reish Chof Ches, Siv Katan Aleph. What's the Makar? It's a Gemara. It's Mefurish Gemara. But Metziah it says, now, where does it say Amisai? There, that it says by Nas Dvar. It doesn't say by Nas Mamun. By Nas Mamun, it says, Al Toinu Wishes Achiv. which is certainly mashma, that when it comes to Einaz Mamim, there is no nafgamina whether the person's a Yari Hashem, not Yari Hashem. So Perek Hazav, which deals with all the ilachas of Einaz, Avada and Negei, whether the person is a Yari Hashem, or whether the person is not a Yari Hashem. It's dafka, the halacha of Einaz as Dvar. And again, why? Because there it says, Al Toinu Wishas Achiv, and here it says, Al Toinu Wishas Hamisa. So in our sugi we had, Al Toinu Wishas Achiv as a miot. Achiv is lemuute. What's it coming to be, Mamai? It's coming to be Mamai Hektish. In this Gemara, it comes out that Al Toinu Wishas Achiv is also a riboy. It's coming to be Marba. What's it coming to be, Marba? Even someone that's not Am She'itcha B'Toyer of a Mitzvah. Meaning over there, it's Dafka Am She'itcha B'Toyer of a Mitzvah. But over here, you're not going to have the Allah of Am She'itcha B'Toyer of a Mitzvah. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rav David Yoel Weishlita, so he discusses that, you know, it's interesting, sometimes Chazal darshan the word v'leitayinu ishas amisoi. That amisoi means, dafka am she'itcha b'toyer v'mitzvahs. But at the same time, you find many halachas in the Torah, v'kichesh ba'amisoi, v'leisashakru ish ba'amisoi. He has a whole list of times where the Torah uses the word amisoi, and it doesn't mean dafka am she'itcha b'toyer v'mitzvahs. So it's a little confusing. When do we know to darshan am she'itcha b'toyer v'mitzvahs, and when do we not darshan am she'itcha b'toyer v'mitzvahs? He brings one other case where we do darshan am she'itcha b'toyer v'mitzvahs, and that is when it comes to the halacha of being dan a person l'kaf schos. So the mitzvah to be dan a person l'kaf schos is learned out from a pasuk. It's a din d'oraisa. It says, b'tzedek tishbei dam yisecha. And that's the makar. It's the gemara in the beginning of Perek Shvuah Sa'edos. B'tzedek tishbei dam yisecha. We learn from there that have you done is kol adam l'kaf schos. You have to be dan a person l'kaf schos. And over there, if you do it, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, we have a Rashi and Nazar Daf Chof Gimel. Over the years, we've accumulated a nice amount of makaymas that this chiv that a person has to be dan a person l'kaf schos, that is only if this is a person that deserves to be dan l'kavschos. But like we saw earlier, there's a concept where a person can come to where he's at a point of hini di bart vatasya rois vatuchal, where it's hutshul loisol kadaitach, where it's nasol loikaheter, where we don't necessarily say shavikei terev avadi sura, or at least it's a teiku whether we do. Where is a person with machshava ra kolish baruchu mitzarfa l'maisa, nachanaf gemina l'alocha, we're coming full circle, nachanaf gemina l'alocha. And that is that a person can sometimes be at a point where we're not going to be dan l'kaf schos. So he said it's beautiful of W. Weiss. That's the Lashon HaPasek. B'tzedek tishbei tam yisecha. This chiddush from Rabbeinu Yoina. And this chiddush from the Mefarish in Nozit Av Chav Gimel. And the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis and others that say this Yisoy. It comes out. It's beautiful. B'tzedek tish, just like the Gemara in Bava Mitzvah Daf Nun Tesem at Aleph said. So too, when it comes over here, to B'tzedek tishbei tam yisecha. Incidentally, somebody told me recently that we were talking about Danis Chaver L'Kavschos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Pachi Nefesh, Aryeh Nichampanu. So he told me that he heard from an Adam Gadol, he used to say that B'tzedek Tishbei Dam Yisecha, that a person should be Danis Chaver L'Kavschos as a B'diyevet. He said, the Katchila, you should mind your own business. But B'diyevet, if you noticed, in Segaita Chalemin, and you decided that you're going to sit down and you're going to be the Shoifet, and you're going to Paskin, is he a good guy, he's a bad guy, we do like him, we don't like him, that's a bidiyev. The katchila, a person shouldn't even notice. Either way, on that note, zok the mishnah. Rezu tachas leilo, tachas shluchatos leyamaklom. So a person learned mesachtes tamura, and he knows he can be makdish an animal by tamura. But he, a shtickle missed the svina, and he goes over to an animal. There's no animal of hektish. All there is an animal of chulin, and he decides, I'm going to make this tamura. Rezu tachas leilo, tachas. So the mishnah addresses this yid, and the mishnah says, leyamaklom. This is another example of a lashon that sounds a little like it's hektish, but really it's not hektish. Tachas chatozu, v'tachas oilazu. That, of course, does work. Or tachas chatos, v'tachas oilo sheyeshli bebayis. Or what if he says, I want this to be tachas the chatos that I have in my house, hopefully in the barn. Or tachas the oilo that he has in his bayis. So there the halacha is, dvar of kaya. If he had it, then dvarvkem. I mean, if he doesn't have it in his house, then not. But if he has it in his house, then dvarvkem. Amar ala behema tmeya, val balas mum, hare elu oilo. What if somebody goes over to a behema tmeya, a chazer, or a balas mum, and he's makdish it? So this has nothing to do with tmura. So what's the halacha loy amar tmlum? It's nothing. Hare elu lo oilo. What if he says that I want the balas mum, or the behema that's a tmeya, to be le oilo? So we have to be medayik
l'shoynei hazav. He said le oila. So there, the halacha is he machrev yavei b'dmei oila. But if he says he wants it to be oila, so he wants to be makdish kachim mizbech, he can't be makdish kachim mizbech. And as a result, lo yom haklok. If he said he wants it to be le oila, then we assume that what he wants it to do is make a kedushas damim. If he wants to make a kedushas damim, that is something he can do. Zok the gemara amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rabbi. This is like Rabbi Meir. This mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir, which is rear because not mishnah is Rabbi Meir. The ikar Rabbi Meir, because if it is Rabbi Meir, ha'amar eino the moitzi dvar of levataler. Meir says a person doesn't just talk in the Veltarai. And therefore, we always assume that when a person says something, he actually meant something. In our Mishnah, we have a whole bunch of cases where we assume the person was Loyomar Klum. That must be the Leiker Rameir. Meaning, because according to Rameir, you would say, for example, if someone's Makdash Abal Mum, even though he said Harezu Oiva, we'd assume he meant Le Oiva. And that at the very least, it would have Kedushas Damim. Because if he just meant Harezu Oiva and he said nothing, that doesn't work in Rameya's world. Rameya says, Eina the Maitzi Dvar of Levatala. And as a result, we'd assume that he meant Kedushas Dam. Hare lo oilo, yimachru v'yavi b'dam avayot. Mishnah said, the last halacha, if someone's makdish b'ei metmeya, or if somebody is makdish b'ei hema balasmum, and he said le oilo, yimachru v'yavi b'dmeya moilo. Zok the Gemara, taima de b'ei hema t'meya balasmum b'li chazyin. I'm sorry, it's going on the previous halacha. If someone would say, not le'oila, that's easy. A person would say, oila. So he goes up to Balas Mum and he says, arezu oila. Goes up to Behemet Tmei and he says, arezu oila. So what's the halacha? The halacha is le'yom haklum. So the Gemara says, it's mashma, time at the Behemet Tmei, Balas Mum, le'chazin, le'yboyim, ava mafish, kevel o'asham, oila oila, boyimumma. But it sounds like if you'd be mafish in a kevel o'asham, or le'oila, which both have to be zachar, that's not as removed from being a proper hektish as a behemet tmeya. It sounds like over there, bayamuma would be chal hektish, would be chal kachem mizbech. That's another way of saying bayamuma, right? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rav. If that's the case, Masis and the Lake Rav Shimon. Mishnah's not Rav Shimon at the time. We had Rav Shimon early in the Masech. Rav Shimon Oimer, Timacher, Shaloi Bamum. Rav Shimon Shita is that if someone's makdish in a kevel asham, or maybe even la'ayla, that was a shayla. But if someone's makdish for sure in a kevel asham, what's the halacha? Timach shalai b'mum. All that's chalin is chal kedushas damim, meaning you wouldn't have to wait until it got some mum l'churv. And the fact that the Mishnah said it's halacha by something that's a lot worse than just in the kevel asham, the kevel la'ayla, it's mashma then, the like Rav Shimon. On that note, hadron halach, ketzad marim.